so true that Jesus is concealed in the Old Testament and revealed in the New Testament. He's in here from the beginning. Genesis chapter 11, verses 1 through 9, New Living Translation says this. This is the story about the Tower of Babel. And you all knew the story of the Tower of Babel? Huh? You learned it as kids. We learned a lot of stories, the story of Noah and Jonah and the whale and all that. The Tower of Babel is also a good story to remember. Hear God's word. At one time, the whole world spoke a single language and used the same words. As the people migrated eastward, they found a plain in the land of Babylon, and they settled there. They began to talk about construction projects. Come, they said, let us make great piles of burnt brick and collect natural asphalt to use as mortar. Let's build a great city with a tower that reaches to the skies, a monument of our greatness. This will bring us together and keep us from scattering all over the world. But I love the buts in scripture. But the Lord came down to see the city and the tower that the people were building. Look, he said, if they can accomplish this, they have just begun to take advantage of their common language and political unity. Just think of what they'll do later. Nothing will be impossible for them. Come, let us go down and give them different languages. Then they won't be able to understand each other. In that way, the Lord scattered them all over the earth, and that ended the building of the city. That is why the city was called Babel, because it was there that the Lord confused the people by giving them many languages, thus scattering them across the earth.